This is an AeroNews Touch and Go from March 13, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. 17 people remain missing following yesterday morning's crash of a Sikorsky S-92 in the North Atlantic. One survivor was recovered and has been transported to a hospital in St. John's, Newfoundland. Rick Burt is the general manager of Cougar Helicopters, the operator, and tells Bloomberg the pilot reported engine problems en route to two offshore oil rigs. He says the pilot had turned back toward St. John's when the aircraft ditched about 31 miles off the coast. All souls on board were wearing survival suits, which experts say should allow them to survive in the frigid waters for about 30 hours. Each suit also has a personal locator beacon. As search crews use a variety of aircraft in their race against time, check back for updates at aero-news.net. Following two uncommanded engine thrust rollback events on Boeing 777s powered by Rolls-Royce engines, the National Transportation Safety Board has issued a pair of urgent safety recommendations to the FAA and EASA, calling for the redesign of a Rolls-Royce engine component, said to be already in development, and the prompt installation of that redesigned part once it's approved. Specifically, the NTSB wants the FAA to require a redesign of the engine fuel oil heat exchanger to ensure that ice accumulation on the face of the exchanger will not restrict fuel flow to the extent that the ability to achieve commanded thrust is reduced. Once the new part is ready, the board wants operators required to retrofit it at the next scheduled maintenance or within 6 months, whichever comes first. NTSB Acting Chairman Mark Rosanker acknowledged, quote, "We are encouraged to see that Rolls-Royce is already working on a redesign, and we are confident that with the FAA and EASA overseeing the process, this flight safety issue, even one as complex as this, will be successfully and expeditiously resolved," unquote. NASA reports the International Space Station has survived a close encounter with space debris. The crew was given the all-clear at 12:45 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday and left the Soyuz capsule where they'd taken shelter as a precaution. It's not yet known how close the debris came to hitting the station. At least one Russian Soyuz capsule remains attached to the station at all times to serve as a lifeboat in the event that the crew has to evacuate. A second capsule will be added when the station reaches its maximum normal crew complement of 6, expected later this year. The debris in question is part of a spent satellite motor. News of the close approach came too late for flight controllers to coordinate an avoidance maneuver. The family of a pilot killed in a February 2008 landing accident has sued Avadyn, claiming a primary flight display was defective and dangerous, despite an NTSB ruling that pilot error caused the fatal accident. The Oregonian reports the $10.5 million wrongful death and negligence suit was filed on behalf of the widow and three children of Dr. Richard Otoski. The suit claims problems with the Lancair Columbia 400's autopilot and attitude heading reference system were causal to the aircraft crashing while Otoski attempted to make an ILS approach in hard IFR at PDX. Otoski was making his second approach to 10 right in heavy fog when he deviated from the approach path in an apparent attempt to go missed and clipped a tree. The observed runway visual range was below IFR minimums at the time. Also named in the lawsuit is the former Lancair certified aircraft, which became Columbia Aircraft Manufacturing, later taken over by Cessna. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Airline passenger traffic is still dropping. Airline stocks outperform the market for now. And Lindbergh Field gets a 20-year makeover. Also check out our ANN special feature. Today, Doug Smith of the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators addresses questions about how the new organization will be different from NAFI. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.